This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The bigger picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I am Meera Sivasodhi. In the studio with me, Azrul Mohammad Khalib, CEO of the Galen Centre for Health and Social Policy. In the studio also with me, Dr. Faisal Izwan Mustafa. He's a consultant public health physician and deputy director of the Non-Communicable Disease Section, Disease Control Division, Ministry of Malaysia. Today we're going to be discussing our public health campaigns. A failure. Now, it's a favorite topic of mine. I've brought it up with previous health ministers in the past. They think they're doing a great job. I honestly think we've failed. All that money spent on public health campaigns is a failure in the past, as far as I'm concerned. So we're going to put Dr. Faisal in the hot seat and get him to help us understand otherwise. So are we continuing? We're going to be continuing this conversation on public health awareness. If you have a question for Dr. Faisal, or if you'd like to ask him, any one of them, a question, you can give us a call. The number is 03772239900. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be happy to actually have that conversation. So we're going to go through very quickly with some of our public health, mental health thing. One in three Malaysians has a mental health issue. First, we're going to talk about mental health awareness because that's something that's happening. It's Mental Health Day today. One in three Malaysians has a mental health issue. Do these statistics actually reflect this reality? Who's going to take this question? Dr. Faisal, a lot of people don't realize that mental health is a non-communicable disease. It's considered a NCD.
All right. Thank you very much, Meera, for the kind introduction and also for the opening gambit.
In the hot seat. I quickly went back to mental health first, then we'll come back to you later.
Warm up first. All right. It's Mental Health Day.
Yep.
I think I'd like to firstly highlight that. And when you talk about mental health issues, it is a whole range of issues that ranges from depression, anxiety. Firstly, I'd like to move away from the fact that the stigma of mental health. I think there's still a lot of stigma about mental health, something we don't acknowledge openly, something which can be a taboo word for many reasons. In any case, you were referring to NCDs and the mental health. That is correct. In terms of mental health, it is part of the comes under the non-communicable diseases. And with the work that I do, which is mostly diabetes, cardiovascular disease, so even among these population, people with these diseases, a lot of people do not acknowledge that there's a lot of depression among people who suffers from diabetes and or, you know, heart diseases, especially cancer even. Yeah. So what we should highlight also is that mental health issues is not limited among the older age group. We're getting more and more among the younger age group, among the school-going children. And that we can look at it as something which is a consequence of the other things which is going on in the country. So if you look at the mental health issues among the young and adolescent, we have to look at it as a symptom, as it were, of an underlying cause. And when we look at even NCD in general, we cannot run away from the fact that we are talking about the other determinants of health, as it were. For me, it is something that we have to highlight and we have to keep in our mind about mental health issues in Malaysia.
So how are we going to try and break down this stigma? And we know it's a big problem, right? We don't have enough psychiatrists based on the population. We don't have enough counsellors. Mental health professionals is lacking. And in some countries like Australia, we are moving that responsibility to the community, community-based mental health support. Now, is that something that we would consider here in Malaysia?
Definitely. However, you're still looking at it from the disease part of it, you know, disease control, as it were. It has happened. So you have to manage it now. Yeah. So if I take the analogy of diabetes, that means training more doctors, training more specialists to manage diabetes patients. So how about disease prevention? When it comes to mental health issues, if we look at the effort, for example, the more recent effort by the Ministry of Women to come up with a blueprint for the well-being of children, I think that's an excellent step in the right direction. Because while true, we need to be able to manage people already with the mental health issues, but we need to talk about how we want to prevent more people from becoming that. And looking at it holistically, like the well-being of the children, looking at the school environment, looking at the role, important role of parents, and looking at how the actual living environment is influencing or, as it were, contributing to the increasing burden of mental health issues, that is something that we need to look into also. So the control part, if for a better word, you know, how you manage people already with the conditions is important. Yeah. And you're right, even with diabetes, you have the role of healthcare providers, but there is also the role of the communities and the individuals. So you need to empower people. These are conditions which are, you have to take some responsibility as well for your own health.
You know, Mira, you mentioned just now about one in three Malaysians having some form of mental health condition. I just want to bring up the issue that data has indicated that one in five Malaysian children actually have a mental condition, mental health condition. And it's something that came up recently, and it is something that explains why there's been a lot of cases of younger people, especially those who are school-going age, who are suffering from depression, even suicidal tendencies. There's been a case recently where we've heard a child committed suicide.
Yeah.
And these are unfortunate circumstances where people used to treat mental health as being something that's of more adult, of more adult problem. But today, the problem is much more younger, and unfortunately, the counsellors that we have in schools today really are, I would argue, ill-equipped to be able to deal with the demands and unmet needs that exist within the younger population of those who are suffering from a mental health condition.
And just to bear in mind, about 30% of our population are children. Am I correct?
Yep.
Approximately 30%. That's a huge number.
It is. Yeah,
and
it
if
is.
One in five of that 30% has a mental health condition, what are we doing, Dr. Faisal? I mean, how are we going to go about, where are we going to start managing this issue?
Minister of Health, are working very closely with Minister of Education to see, to look at how we can screen them better in a school-based setting, and also to improve the way we can intervene. But like I've said, that is still firefighting. You're not addressing the root cause of it. It is linked for me to do education system as well. And the biggest question for me is, how do you get parents involved? I mean, it's not exactly that you can have a parenting class that you can force parents to attend. So perhaps we need to relook how, for the next generation and the next set of parents.
What are the causes of this mental health issues amongst our children? Do we know? Largely?
I can't quote any specific papers, but if I were to look at the determinants when it comes to the NCDs overall, number one is poverty. All right, how poverty is linked to it is, then you have to work. You know, you spend more time at work. Both parents are working. One jobs, two jobs, maybe even three jobs. So who's really looking after your kids, really? The living environment. Malaysians are getting more urbanized, right? 75% of the population are living in urban areas. The population of urban poor is increasing. You just look at KL. And if you look at the living environment in an urban poor population, so you talk about, you know, accessibility to a lot of facilities are limited. But anyway, so those are just postulations, I've said. The other externalities of things that can influence your behavior, peer pressure, information available on the internet, how we utilize social media.
Yeah.
I think it is a complex issue.
Parenting aside, which is probably beyond our control, we can do a whole load of other things as government to ensure that children grow up in a safer environment and who are mentally, you know, in a better position, right? Urban poor, you spoke about. I don't think our PPR flats work. They're congested. The kids don't have enough space. We don't have enough playgrounds in general for the whole, you know, everybody around. We don't have enough green spaces. Those are important factors that contribute towards mental well-being. And there's so much we can do. Is there the political will to actually do that?
I'm glad you're pointing that out, because if you look at the list of things that you have just mentioned, they all fall under the responsibilities of ministries and agencies outside of health.
Yep.
And that's why I brought up the issue about the social determinants of health. It is still an ongoing challenge for us working in Ministry of Health to convince the other ministries how important their role is actually towards health. Perhaps, you know, some people argue that perhaps Ministry of Health should be renamed as Ministry of Disease, then it'll be easier for you, you know,
to understand your scope. Yeah.
Another simple example, like dengue. You can argue that if you talk about prevention of dengue, it is an engineering issue, it is a town planning issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is not a health issue, because if you design your environment to promote, as it were, breeding sites, the way you design your, you know, open drain versus closed drain, flat roofs, that can actually, so it's the same as well. I agree with you, open spaces, how we think about our living environment, those are, you know, policies which comes under the local authorities. And I think the perfect example when it comes to NCDs in particular is the effort made by the previous mayor of New York, Mayor Bloomberg, when he did, you know, several initiatives to improve or to decrease the exposure of the population to NCD risk factors. So that is, and you know, he is a non, he's non, it's not non-health personnel, and a mayor actually does have a lot of power, or you know, under his jurisdiction to influence the living environment.
Yeah, city planning and all of that.
Actually, Dr. Faisal has emphasized a very important point, I think, that I hope that policymakers are listening to this broadcast, because very often health is subcontracted to the Ministry of Health and they expect it to solve everything within that jurisdiction. And the fact of the matter is, health is a very multi-sectoral, multi-ministerial issue that requires the issue of health to be decentralized and owned by local councils, municipal councils, even at the constituency level. So you're trying to deal with issues like dengue outbreaks, issues of sanitation and so forth. Sometimes in these particular cases, because they're a disease, it's considered a Ministry of Health issue, but really it's more of a social engineering issue, as what was mentioned by Dr. Faisal. But here we don't see it. And I think this goes back not only just in terms of ensuring that the surroundings are healthy, but also that when we're talking about public health campaigns later on, when we're talking about whether or not they work, it goes back to who is it owned by. We have enough ownership by the different stakeholders that should be part of those campaigns. And this is something that when it comes to mental health, it doesn't boil to any individual one factor, but multiple factors that need to be considered and addressed especially when we're dealing with younger populations, especially children.
Right. Well, so if you have a question for us, give us a call. The number is 03-7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Before we go into the break and come back to talk about public health campaigns, mental health awareness campaigns, Dr. Faisal, do you think we're doing enough or do you think these messages are coming across?
All right. I quite like the way this discussion is going because a lot oftentimes it goes back to knowledge and awareness. Mm.
Which right. I think a lot of us know already, right?
Well, we can argue for or against okay. that. But to think that that's the only most important thing and hope that just raising knowledge and awareness is the key thing to achieve behavioral change, I think that's very misleading. Mm-hmm. So I'm very glad that when we talk about actually, the thing that we're discussing now is somewhat in health promotion, mm-hmm. right, in that domain. So health promotion, in my mind, and the way it should be thought about, is not just about health education. It's not the same, but people use it interchangeably, but it's not, right? So promotion is providing, you know, the intrinsic, you need to know and aware of the issues. But at the same time, it's extrinsic, it's the environment helping you. So going back to your earlier question, there is still a lot that we need to do. The government needs to do, and I use the word government, not Ministry of Health,
yeah.
To protect the health of its population. And to do that, the government needs to make hard decisions because a lot of the policy and regulatory interventions, be it mental health, be it NCDs, are going against the norm. Or culture, maybe? I don't know. You know, you can describe eating 24 hours as a culture. Well, you could.
Don't get me going on that.
Yeah, you could, you know.
You don't want to start.
But that's the reality of our living environment. And the government needs to make some hard decisions. But at the same time, that doesn't negate the fact that individuals and communities need to take more responsibilities for their own health.
Speaking about hard decisions, Budget 2019 mm-hmm. is just around the corner. And I just want to make a quick shout out to the Ministry of Finance. Hopefully, they'll maintain the allocation for mental health as it was last year. Last year, it was 85 million. Hopefully, it will maintain the same amount and perhaps a little bit more because mental health is a serious issue that needs to be addressed. Yeah. And today, there's so much unmet need when it comes to this issue. Then perhaps the hard decision will be actually maintaining the amount that was committed this year.
Look at what the $1 trillion debt has done to us, Azro and me. We're not even asking for more. We're saying we hope it's maintained. Please reduce it. What's happened to us? You know? Okay, we have so much empathy. We'll come back and discuss public health awareness campaigns, whether they're a failure or not. Coming up next, if you have a question for us, give us a call 03-7733-2900. WhatsApp is at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.